Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general aviation. From home to cockpit to personal tech, Plain Talk provides information for pilots and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,800 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week, and over 30 years experience in the technology and aviation industries. Welcome to Plane Talk. We're here at AirVenture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. We're in the dual booth talking to the one of the senior guys at Dual in charge of some very cool programs. And let me welcome Ifran Khalid to Plane Talk. How are you, my friend?
Doing great, Phil. Good to be here. Oshkosh is always an exciting place to be. We love talking to pilots about new ideas and ways to collaborate and come up with solutions. So exciting.
I couldn't help but notice a transformation you're trying to do with the way pilots aviate and navigate with the cool X-HUD.
Yeah, I mean, we've been noticing for the last over 5 years this big transformation with digital technology and the amount of data that's available in the cockpit between mobile devices and panel avionics systems. It feels like there's an opportunity to tap into that and really bring a solution that can make, you know, improvements for pilot situational awareness and just convenience overall, especially in the general aviation side.
And I think one of the key benefits of the HUD is to be able to keep your eyes out of the cockpit. As you pointed out, aircraft cockpits are becoming more and more high tech, and you can very quickly get lost in the screens, shall we say.
Absolutely. And so one of the things when we designed this head-up display is trying to provide the essential information that a pilot would need and minimize the clutter, if you will, on the screen. So having said that, we're open to ideas on what that best set of parameters are. So as we push software updates, you know, we can continuously tweak that. But the key is, as you mentioned, you know, reduce that pilot workload and make sure that the essential information is there in front of the pilot's eyes looking ahead.
So I think, as you said, you've created a wonderful hardware platform combined with advanced software and allowing further software development to facilitate, I suppose, allowing pilots to select or deselect what information is important to them as they transition from an eyes in to moving their scan to eyes out, and subsequently what's important for me to see in the HUD as I crawl, walk, run into this new way of flying.
Yeah, and we're trying to make the system flexible so that a pilot ultimately would have some customizations possible for what he wants to see. So the round one HUD that we've introduced, which is getting a lot of attention, has the basic parameters that most pilots would like to see, you know, the AHARs, some traffic from the ADS-B. But going forward, we envision the opportunity for customization so a pilot can really fine-tune what he sees in front of his eyes there.
Very cool. So one of the key elements of the HUD is the combiner that really takes that image and displays it, allowing a pilot to change their focus and their eyes from looking at the HUD to looking through the HUD. Do you see the display area of the combiner getting bigger to allow you to display, you know, as with most things, sometimes bigger is better?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. For the general aviation population, you know, you got many, many small planes, you know, light sport aircraft and these smaller aircraft. So real estate in the cockpit is a challenge. So one of the things that we've heard from customers is they like the portability and the ultra-compact nature of this HUD that we have. So we have to balance that with the desire for more information and size. So right now, it looks like we have a pretty good sweet spot for the portable nature of the HUD. But having said that, as we get more feedback, we might decide that maybe a little more real estate is justified.
Sure. And then you know, combined with the XGPS 190 to bring in ADS-B traffic, GPS, AHARs, you kind of create a very interesting pairing, shall we say.
Yeah, it works seamlessly with the XGPS 190 GPS ADS-B receiver. And we've also recently widened the capability to branch out to other receivers. So a lot of folks have their receivers already in hand. They've already made their purchases a while back. So to make the HUD more accessible to many pilots, we have compatibility now with Stratus 3 as well as a few other devices. So, and we're looking into the expansion into the panel avionics as well. So ideally, to be able to tap into the real flight data from a panel, say a Dynon system, for example, and be able to show that information on the HUD, a lot of pilots like that. They like the idea of using that type of information rather than the GPS-oriented data.
So what's on the horizon at Dual?
I think more of the digital connectivity solutions. I mean, I think that we're still ripe for opportunity to grow that. And I think, especially now with mobile electronics and digital tools and software, there's a lot still that can be done to enhance the pilot experience. And so I think you're going to see more of those kinds of tools and capability coming from Dual.
And I saw a cool feature of the HUD acting as a Wi-Fi access point, for lack of a better word, where the HUD becomes the focal point of all Wi-Fi clients to share information. What was the germ or the genesis of that idea?
Well, I think with the HUD being a Wi-Fi hotspot, basically, it kind of is a central command center, if you will, for the overall network. And we found that there's some benefits to doing that. That said, we also have the flexibility in the HUD to configure it as a Wi-Fi client. So in some of these solutions, for example, in the case of a panel avionics system, that is the hotspot. That is the Wi-Fi control center, if you will. So in order to be compatible, it's important for the HUD to go in both directions. And so we've been able to do that and come up with a fairly flexible unit to go in both directions.
And how is, you know, here at AirVenture, how's the pilot reaction to the your cool new tech?
Well, as you said, the word cool, we're getting a lot of comments like this is like a wow factor type of thing. You know, we're getting a lot of interest from it's got a tech spin to it, but it also has a very practical and useful. And even in a safety sense, it's got a lot of benefits, too, from keeping your eyes forward rather than looking down on your instrument. So I think it's looking both from a technology standpoint, it's getting a lot of interest, and also a practicality and safety standpoint.
And then certainly as you're transitioning, you know, from a cross-country flight into congested airspace, seems like airplanes like to hang out at airports for some reason.
Yeah.
So to keep your heads out, avoid that nasty, you know, outcome, shall
yeah,
we say?
Yeah, sure.
And with the ability of the HUD to display ADS-B traffic, got now a real-time traffic screen as you transition from cruise into terminal airspace, into the airport environment, it seems to me like a winning combo.
Yeah, especially in a place like Oshkosh at the air show. I mean, you talk about that's one of the most busy times, you know, that this place has seen. And a feature like a traffic in your head-up display is an ideal solution for that type of pilot in this type of environment. So yeah, I think it's got a place in the general aviation space. And, you know, from an overall, compact or portability standpoint, affordability as well is a big part of it, and then of course the technology and the flexibility. So these are the things that are kind of the pillars of what we designed the thing for, and it seems to be hitting the mark with most of the customers out here.
We usually think of HUDs relegated to the airlines, and now we have a technology for, you know, for general aviation, light aviation.
Absolutely, and I think Well, the nice thing about the general aviation space, there's a lot of creativity here and a lot of innovation. In fact, some of the best ideas come from this market, you know, with pilots building their own airplanes. And every year we come to Oshkosh and we like to collaborate with many of the pilots and partners that are out here. So I'm excited about, you know, about the market, and I'm excited about coming up with more solutions for this particular segment of aviation.
And thank you so much for being part of Plane Talk.
Thanks so much, Phil. Good to be here.
My pleasure. Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.